A bustling street in the centre of the Austrian city of St. Pölten, west of Vienna, which this week will find itself at the centre of the world's attention when the trial of the man who locked his daughter in the cellar of the family home in nearby Amstetten opens here in the regional court. I'm standing outside the imposing yellow prison block where Josef Fritzl has been held in custody since his arrest last year. He will be taken the less than 100 metres from his cell and into the courtroom to face the world's press, a judge, and a jury of eight who will decide his fate. Franz Tschutka is the vice president of the court.
I've only got places for 98 people in the courtroom, including 95 journalists and three members of the public. We didn't expect the interest to be so big because we thought that the most interesting details came out a year ago when the accused was arrested. The court case will be held mainly in camera, which means that very few new details will emerge. At 9:30, the accused will be brought into the courtroom. There'll be an opportunity to photograph him for 10 minutes. The eight jurors will be sworn in and the charge sheet will be read. On Tuesday, we'll show the video evidence of his daughter. Experts will also give evidence and we're hoping to reach a verdict on Friday.
So high profile is this case, with around 300 police expected to guard the courtroom, it feels like the city is preparing for a G8 summit. Tschutka again.
We've applied for a no-fly zone above the courtroom and the prison because we fear that some media will try to fly over the courtroom to get pictures. And the helicopter noise would disturb the proceedings. We also want to avoid possible breakouts from the prison.
When the Fritzl case broke just under a year ago, the details of it seemed bizarre and incredibly hard to grasp. It became a huge media sensation the world over. So it's no surprise that even days before the opening of the trial, the street outside the court was already abuzz with the hum of media trucks from around the world.
I'm Pablo from Spain, from Channel 4.
And why are you here so many days before the trial actually begins?
We are just here for seeing all the media are here from the trial and the ambient in the town. So how is now the town about this trial?
And what's the interest in Spain? Are people interested in this story?
Yes, it's very interested, people in Spain.
The city's hotels are crammed full like at no time in the recent past. Some have sought to cash in on the event, like a restaurateur who put a Fritzl schnitzel dish on his menu until the mayor ordered him to remove it or face a boycott. But local businessmen, like Leo Graf, are enjoying the unexpected burst of activity.
My name is Leo Graf. I'm the owner of the Hotel Graf in St. Pölten. It's directly in the town. It's near by the police station.
And these days in St. Pölten, there's quite a lot of excitement. What is the reason for this?
It's so much journalists than what we have before. And so we, in our hotels, are nearly about 80 journalists from all of the world.
And you're booked out? Is your hotel fully booked?
Yes, we are fully booked, and when we get the date from the trial, so in 3 days we are fully booked, total.
So 3 days after they announced the date, you were booked up with requests, with people wanting to stay in the hotel.
Yes, yes. Yeah. 3 days until we are fully booked.
And what is your feeling, what are you expecting will happen with the trial of Josef Fritzl?
I think that we can let the world see St. Pölten in a positive light, and we are we present St. Pölten. We have in 2010 here the Olympic specials, and so we present in the good light.
And you think it is possible for it not to be such negative publicity, that the town is remembered not for putting on the trial of Josef Fritzl, but for its positive elements?
Yes, we think that we can bring positive elements into all of the world, and we presented in positive.
The city seems to be bending over backwards to help out the media. A heated press marquee, complete with a sausage stand, has even been erected. And there I meet town representative Martin Coatney, responsible for the city's public relations, who's on a sort of damage limitation mission to ensure that St. Pölten doesn't go down in history as the Josef Fritzl town.
We want to present St. Pölten to the international media. We see it as a chance to present it as a town of culture, sport, and as an economic hub.
You're obviously hoping that St. Pölten will not become the city which put on the trial of Josef Fritzl. You want to present it in another light.
That's exactly it. St. Pölten is not the scene of the crime, rather solely the place where the court case is taking place. St. Pölten is the regional centre, hence our initiative to inform people that this is not where the crime took place. None of us can do anything about the fact that this story happened, except for those guilty of the crimes.
But I've travelled 40 miles west of St. Pölten, back to the imposing grey concrete house in Amstetten, beneath which Fritzl held his daughter and where she bore six of his children. It strikes me that there are still many unanswered questions as to how this crime was able to be carried out over such a long period of time without anybody apparently noticing. Whether this long-awaited trial will answer any of those questions remains to be seen.